The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 5th Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 8. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on April 3rd, 2018, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ataha Bhagavan Rishadeva Svavarsham Karma Chattam Anuman Yamana Pradarshita Gurukula Vaso Labdaravair Gurubir Ajugyato Krihamedinam Dharman Anushik Chamano Jayantam Indatayam Ubeyo Lakshanam Karma Samana Yamanatam Abiyunjam Atmajanam Atmasamananam Satam Jayanam Asa. Thereupon, after the departure of his father, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhadeva, Sva, his own, Varsham, accepting as Pradarshita, shown as an example, Gurukula Vasa, lived at the Gurukula, loved her, having achieved Varai, gifts, Gurubi, by the spiritual masters, Anugyata, being ordered, Grihamedinam, of the householders, Dharman, duties, Anushikshamana, teaching by example, Jayantyam, in his wife Jayanti, Indadatayam, offered by Lord Indra, Ubiyalakshanam, of both types, Karma, activities, Samanayam Natam, mentioned in the scriptures, Abhiyunjam, performing, Atmajanam, sons, Atmasamananam, exactly like himself, Shatam, 100, Janayamasa, begot. Translation and purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. After Nabi Maharaj departed for Bhadrikashram, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadeva understood that his kingdom was his field of activities. He therefore showed himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting brahmacharya under the direction of the spiritual masters. He also went to live at the spiritual master's place, Gurukula. After his education was finished, he gave gifts, Guru Dakshina, to his spiritual masters and then accepted the life of a householder. He took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as he himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. Rishabhadeva and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way, carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the Shruti and the Smriti Shastra. Purport. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrishabhadeva have nothing to do with material affairs. It's stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritanaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. The purpose of an incarnation is to liberate his devotees and to stop the demoniac activities of non-devotees. These are the two functions of the Supreme Lord when he incarnates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in order to preach, one must live a practical life and show people how to do things. Apanayachari bhakti shikaima subhade. One cannot teach others unless he behaves the same way himself. Vrishabhadeva was an ideal king and he took his education in the Gurukula. Although he was already educated because the Supreme Lord is omniscient. Although Vrishabhadeva had nothing to learn from the Gurukula, he went there just to teach the people in general how to take an education from the right source, from Vedic teachers. He then entered householder life and lived according to the principles of Vedic knowledge, Shruti and Smriti. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.10, Srila Rupa Goswami, quoting the Skanda Purana, states, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatta Viding Vina Aikantaki Harir Bhaktir Utpattayayiva Kalpate. Human society must follow the instructions received from the Shruti and the Smriti, Vedic literature. Practically applied in life, this is worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Every human being must advance his spiritual life and at the end return home, back to Godhead. Maharaj Vrishabhadeva strictly followed all these principles. He remained an ideal grihastha and taught his sons how to become perfect in spiritual life. These are some examples of how he ruled the earth and completed his mission as an incarnation. So here we see the incarnation of God, Lord Vrishabhadeva, setting the perfect example for the human society. He went to Gurukula. Now, did he need to go to Gurukula? No. He knows everything. He's omniscient. Just like Krishna didn't need also to take a guru, Sandipani Muni. With Krishna and his various forms, he is showing by his example. Lord Chaitanya also accepted a guru. So, explain here, this is the ideal life. You enter the Gurukula, you get educated as a brahmachari, then after your Gurukula life, you become a householder. So this system, Gurukula, was introduced by Prabhupada. I was actually one of the original Gurukula teachers in ISKCON, the original Gurukula in Dallas, for a short time. I was an ashram teacher. Prabhupada wanted to establish this. So it's a very important principle. If the young boys are not trained in Vedic principles, if they don't understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they don't know the art of how to surrender themselves to Krishna under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then the whole society becomes ruined. So actually the Gurukula teachers are the guardians of the human society. They are training the next generation how to become the devotees of Krishna. That means, as Prabhupada points out here, they have to, that nice sloka is given, Apanayachari bhakti sikainu sabhare. They have to be an ideal example. So you Gurukula teachers, you're actually the guardians of the human society. You have to be ideal. Not that you tell the kids not to smoke and then you go outside and smoke a biddy. A mundane example. Papa gave that example. Teacher says, don't smoke. The teacher smokes. Remember when I was in high school, they had a break room for the teachers. If any kid was caught with cigarettes, they would take him down and they'd paddle him, boom, on the rear end of the paddle, boom. They caught a kid smoking. But the teachers went and routinely smoked in their break room. And everyone knew they were in there smoking, you see. But if a kid got caught smoking, he'd be paddled, you see. So this kind of teaching is no good, you see. The teachers have to be ideal examples. Well, what is ideal? Well, the ideal is you have to be a pure devotee. You have to be a pure devotee. If I'm not a pure devotee, there's something less than ideal about my behavior and my mentality. You understand? So we're dealing with that. We're not pure devotees yet, right? Prabhupada told me, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Well, I'm not there yet. Godbrother the other day asked me, how are you doing? I said, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not seeing Krishna face to face yet. You see? But even if one is endeavoring, sincerely endeavoring to achieve pure devotional service, he's considered a pure devotee. You see? If you're strictly following the orders of your spiritual master, and you're sincerely endeavoring at every moment to awaken pure love of God within your heart, by your proper thought, proper speech, and proper actions, then you're a good example for the children. Isn't it? A good example. So, what can I say? You have to do that. You have to be sincerely endeavoring to achieve pure love of God at every minute, with your every thought, word, and deed, in every situation. Otherwise, what are you doing here? Misguiding the kids by a bad example. See what I'm saying? So we have to honestly, each one of us, look at our own faults. You see? We have to be very honest and see our own faults. If others point out our faults, we shouldn't get angry. What do you mean? We should be open. If someone says, Prabhu, I think your attitude is not right, then you have to think of it. Well, maybe there's something wrong with my attitude. You see? What you said was not correct. Well, maybe consider. Maybe I did speak something incorrectly. So in this way, you have to be introspective and humble. Always seeing how you can improve your thought patterns, which affect your speech patterns, which affect your actions. You see, it all begins in the thoughts. That's where it all starts. How do you engage your mind? From the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you take and rest at night, how are you engaging your mind? Are you hankering for pure devotional service? And are you endeavoring to try to spread Krishna consciousness to others at every minute by your example and your words? You see? This is the kind of mentality we have to have if we're going to be successful in executing the mission. Srila Prabhupada was given the mission to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. It's a big mission. You know the mission he gave us? Deliver the world. That's every language. Prabhupada gave us the mission, deliver the world. Well, is that just some never land imagination type of thing? No, it's a factual duty. We have to endeavor to try to make the whole world Krishna conscious. So that's why you should be such an ideal teacher that you inspire your students to become empowered preachers of Krishna consciousness who can turn world history upside down. You see? Bring the golden ear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the kind of ideal teachers you have to be. To inspire these kids to become world leaders. In every sphere, we need powerful leadership in the education world, in the business world, in politics, the entertainment world, in every single sphere of the human society, we need powerful Krishna conscious leadership. And it's your duty to create those leaders by the way you teach them. You understand? It's your duty. Otherwise, what are you doing here? So you must all be ideal. You should all be Vaishnava Acharyas, ideal Vaishnavas. It's a perfect example. Every one of you should be a Vaishnava Acharya. So these kids can also become Vaishnava Acharyas. Actually, Prabhupada says, even if there's only one person who's purely chanting the holy name, this is a really powerful statement from Prabhupada. He says, if a devotee of the Lord can chant the holy names of the Lord without any offense, he becomes Jagad Guru. And under his influence, the whole world takes to Krishna consciousness. So if you all can produce even one child who can do that, world history will change. Even only takes one child. If even one of you can become empowered to create one child who can do that, the whole world will change. If any one of you can create one child who's an offenseless chanter of the holy name, that one child can turn history upside down. So you should take every child as a precious gift from Krishna. Every child is a precious gift from Krishna. Let me inspire that child to be a pure chanter of Krishna's names by myself endeavoring like anything to be a pure chanter of those names. Pure chanter of those names, you see. So in this way, your service of being Gurukula teachers will become absolutely ecstatic. Instead of just teaching Gurukula, you'll be trying to spark off a global spiritual revolution. Say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm teaching math. You can ask one teacher, what are you doing? I'm teaching math. Ask the other teacher, I'm trying to spark off a global spiritual revolution. They're both doing the same thing, but the consciousness is different. You understand? The consciousness is different. You just want to be teaching English or Hindi or math or whatever it is, geography, or you want to be trying to spark off a global spiritual revolution. It's up to you what kind of mindset you will take up, you see. But I guarantee you, if you take it in the first mindset, it'd be, when am I get over this, go out to have my lunch, prasadam, blah, 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 blah. When can I go this? When will this be over? Only in 20 more minutes and I'll be out of here. That's one mentality. The other mentality is, wow, just see how fortunate I am that Krishna has blessed me with this opportunity. Now let me take full advantage of it. You see. It's attitude and not aptitude that determines your altitude. You want to fly high in the spiritual sky at every minute? You can do it. You just have to have that attitude of a preacher. You see, I want to inject pure love of God into these students. You see, I want to inject pure love of God into their hearts. I want to inject pure love of God into their hearts. Krishna, please help me. Please, please, Krishna, help me. When you go for darshan, you can be begging the deities. My dear Lord, my dear Radha Shama Sundar, my dear Krishna Balaram, my Shishi Gornatan, please bless me. I can inspire these students to become pure devotees of Krishna. To become your pure devotees. Please let me be the pure devotee. And please bless me. I can inspire these kids to be pure devotees of Krishna. You go to offer the flower to Prabhupada, the same thing. You'll be begging Prabhupada, pleading with him. Please, please, Srila Prabhupada. Please, I'm begging you. Please bless me that I can be as pure as possible devotee I can be. I can inspire these kids to also become the purest possible devotees they can be. You see, if you meditate like this every day, you have the most glorious life. Your life will be a thrill at every minute, an exciting adventure of connecting with Krishna and connecting the kids with Krishna. Not just some official duty.
Yeah, I'm a Gurukula teacher.
I'm trying to act as an agent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inject Krishna Bhakti in the whole world society. You take that move. Wow. You'll have a big smile on your face. You'll be smiling big. You'll be smiling really big. And when the difficulties come, Krishna will give you the intelligence how to handle them with a cool head. With a cool head. Well, there's so many difficulties, isn't it? But you'll have a cool head, and when you have that world deliverance mood and training pure bhakti mood, when those difficulties come, you have a cool head, a cool brain, and Krishna will give you the intelligence how to handle it properly. So don't be a problem to our movement by holding on to your anarthas. Don't be a pin in Prabhupada's side, stuck in Prabhupada's side. Be a great asset to this movement by seriously cultivating and begging for pure bhakti and begging for the privilege of being able to inject it into the hearts of others. So, are there any questions?
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful inspiring class. My question is that in the end of the class you said handle the problems carefully with cool head. So what is the difference between the problems found in the life of devotees, practicing devotees, and the materialistic people?
What's the question?
The problems come in our life.
Tell me in my ear. I have a hearing problem suddenly. And it's kind of distorted. What is it?
The problem comes in the life of devotees also and materialistic people also. So what is the difference? How do we handle? Because we are not so much mature in Krishna consciousness. So we also behave like materialistic people. And we cover by all materialistic energy and people. So how we should really take shelter and how we should act in the good times.
Prabhupada could actually yell with a cool head. Prabhupada said that you Prabhupada was very cool even when dealing with heavy issues. You see. What is his question?
The issue is that the difficulties come from what materialists find in the so how do devotees handle that?
You have to deal with all of them with a cool head. You see. Krishna will give the intelligence. If you depend on Krishna, whether it's a devotee causing a problem or a non-devotee causing a problem, it's still a problem. So we have to depend on Krishna how to deal with it with a cool head. Krishna will give you the intelligence. If you're sincerely trying to please Him by everything you do, He'll help you in every situation equally. Whether dealing with a problem with a devotee or with a non-devotee, Krishna will help you in both situations. Simply have to sincerely want to please Krishna and sincerely do what is the best for the Krishna consciousness of that person. Do you understand? Okay. Next. It's not difficult. Sincerity is required. And intelligence also. You have to read the books. You have to develop your intellect by carefully studying these books. Prabhupada said, read all the books. You become very well read in these books. And Prabhupada's books will help you to deal with every situation. Just by knowing what's in these books. You see. Next. Everybody satisfied now? Finished?
You mentioned that these things
Getting one student to purely chant the names?
Inspire,
you can even get one student to chant without any offense. That one student will revolutionize the whole universe.
When we start in the day-to-day dealings, in the regular dealings, we forget this principle. So how to?
Well, you have to pray every day when you get up in the morning. You have to keep your transcendental perspective. That's why prayer is very, very important. Begging, you go for darshan every morning, right? Beg the deities to help you keep the perspective, what you're actually doing here. You see, you're trying to be a pure devotee and inspire the kids to be pure devotees. That's more important than anything else. You have to beg Krishna to help you remember them. We're very forgetful people. I know I'm very, very forgetful. But I just keep begging Krishna, begging Krishna, begging Krishna. Krishna will help. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So you just have to beg Krishna to help you to do everything perfectly in his service. May I perfectly train these kids. See, beg Krishna, please, my dear Lord. In this way, Krishna will reciprocate like anything if you sincerely beg him to help you do your service perfectly. It's like I'm begging him that I can give this class perfectly, even though I'm imperfect. Krishna is perfect, I'm imperfect. But if I beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that now I can preach perfectly to give these devotees a perfect understanding of how they can become perfect and make the whole world perfect. You just gotta beg. But how did Prabhupada present himself? As a beggar. Insignificant beggar. That's how Prabhupada presented himself in his arrival prayer in the US. He said, now I'm just an insignificant beggar. Now you make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. I'm a puppet, you're the puppeteer, make me dance. You present yourself like Prabhupada did before Krishna and you become empowered, Prabhu. You will be. You'll be empowered. It's like Prabhupada was empowered, you will also be empowered. Anything else? Was I too heavy? No? It was okay? Like to add something? Give her the mic. My better half.
We can preach and teach everybody what we are.
Any questions for Madhaji? She's also very good at answering questions. Anything else? Is that it? Finished? All right. So we thank you all very much for tuning in. kindly take these words that we've delivered by the mercy of Prabhupada, take them deep, deep, deep into your heart and make them a practical reality with your every thought, your every word, your every deed in all times, places and circumstances. If you do so, your life will be unlimitedly glorious and you can make the whole world glorious. Thank you, Hare Krishna.